This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to the Daily Digest. On the bigger picture, I'm Smitra Selvaraj, joined by Juliet Jacobs and Sharmila Ganesan. Now, earlier on before the break, we shared with you our first story, which is about an upcoming forum on the transboundary haze. And we're going to be now moving on to our second story, which is all about a case that made headlines last year. A man has just been convicted of animal abuse. He did a rather gruesome crime. And we're asking you a question on social media about the case.
So we are asking you on Twitter, so one of the men who killed a cat by putting it in a dryer was sentenced to 34 months of jail and fined 40,000 ringgit. We are asking you, do you think the punishment fits the crime? So far, 59% of you say yes, it does fit the crime, while 21% of you actually think that the sentence is too light, and 21% of you think that the punishment is too harsh. So you can continue to share your thoughts with us. You can take that poll at BFM Radio on Twitter. You can WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899. Or if you would like to tell us what you think, you can call us at 03-7733-2900.
And just in case you have no idea what we're talking about, here's a quick recap for you. Just over a year ago, Malaysians were horrified by a viral video making the rounds. It showed ghastly scenes in a laundromat located in the Batu Caves area. In what turned out to be CCTV footage, two men were seen putting a cat into a dryer. Now, one of them lifted the cat up. The other opened the dryer door, and once the cat was inside, they shut the door and they walked away. Now, the footage then shows the men returning to the dryer, putting coins into it and switching the machine on.
Awful. Anyway, the three men in total watched the poor creature through the machine's door, and later another customer tried to use the dryer, opened it and found the cat inside. She was dead, had severe burns on her body, and she had been pregnant.
I didn't even watch this video, and hearing it described makes me feel sick to my stomach. Yesterday, a 42-year-old man was sentenced to 34 months of jail and fined 40,000 ringgit by the Selayang Sessions Court. According to news reports, Judge Rashiha Ghazali meted out this sentence against K. Ganesh, who is a contract worker, after finding him guilty of causing unnecessary suffering to the animal and ruling that the prosecution had proved the case beyond reasonable doubt. Ganesh is also subject to 4 months jail, if 4 months additional jail, if he fails to pay the fine.
So initially, all three men who were present at the laundromat on that night were charged with causing unnecessary suffering to the cat. But according to the judge, the sentencing took into account the fact that Ganesh was the one who placed the cat in the dryer.
Right. And Ganesh and two others, taxi driver A. Mohan Raj and technician S. S. Satya, had all claimed trial last year to the offence, and all three were charged under Section 29(1)(e) of the Animal Welfare Act 2015.
So the charge, which is punishable under Section 29(1) of that same act, and read together with Section 34 of the Penal Code, carries a maximum fine of 100,000 ringgit or a jail term of up to 3 years or both upon conviction. It was reported that Mohan Raj, who later changed his plea to guilty, was sentenced to 2 years jail for the offence, while Satya had received a discharge not amounting to an acquittal.
Yeah, so, you know, that's a really interesting fact. And we're going to get into this, you know, why one person was prosecuted and the other one wasn't, or other two wasn't. But I just wanted to make a note that according to another news report, apparently this is the first time an individual has actually been prosecuted under the Act since it came into being on July 2017. So there's actually quite a bit I wanted to discuss about the story. The idea that, you know, some people think that it's acceptable to be cruel to animals is something I just can't wrap my head around. But first, I reached out to animal activist Sharina Krishnan Liao to find out her thoughts on the sentencing and moving forward, what this actually does mean for animal abusers.
Well, 34 months, $40,000, you know, well done, Malaysia. I'm very pleased with the outcome. But I have some questions, you know, the accomplices that were around him, you know, what happened there. And is the sentence harsh enough? It's hard to say, you know, with our rescue work that we do, we're very emotional about it. And of course, we're going to say, oh, it's not enough and whatever. But we also have to look at it as, you know, finally, the Animal Act is finally working. It's finally up in mainstream media, you know, and we've really got to be very grateful for the fact that it is there and that people are willing to prosecute, people are willing to come forward, speak to the animals, you know, and we've got to be grateful for this. I don't want to see more people commit crimes to animals. That's what I don't want. But what I would like to see, I would like to see the conversation of the Animal Act, that if you're cruel to animals, you will be convicted.
Okay, so
you know, I want that awareness to come up.
So having said that, right, you know, despite the Animal Act being around since 2015, it's only really, this is really the first time a really heavy jail sentence, perhaps it's even the first jail sentence that has been meted out. So, you know, I know that there have been plenty of fines, but are we still having a problem in really bringing down the rule of law against animal abuses?
Okay. So the rule of law, you see, if you commit a crime, people need evidence that you've committed a crime. This guy, that the laundromat killer, mm-hmm. right, the cat killer, was so obvious because of the CCTV and so many people made noise. It mm-hmm. just became viral that way. So I think a lot of people are unaware, you know, they're so unaware that if they see somebody commit a crime towards an animal, what do they do? Do they say it in words? Hey, Sharina, I saw this guy do this to a cat or something like that. People need to realize you need evidence, you need pictures, you need videos. So don't think what you're going to do. Just take out your camera, your smartphone, and just start recording everything.
And will that hold in a court of law?
The CCTV did.
Okay, so that then sets a precedent.
Yes, because the CCTV, if you look at the first video that came out, his face was not clear. They went on a hunt to look for him, digitizing that video. It became clearer and clearer and clearer, and they finally found him.
Mm.
You know, and that's how anywhere in the world, if you're depending on the CCTV, and that's what's going to work. If you see somebody abusing an animal, your smartphone is much more clearer than the CCTV.
Okay.
Record it. Straight away, record it.
Okay, then what are next steps then? What do you do with that video? What do you do with that potential evidence?
Go to the police. Go straight to the police. I've got police reports. You know, people abusing animals. I've just gone to the police station and said, I really don't know whether you're going to do anything about this, but I'm going to report this. And this was 10, 20 years ago that I was doing this. Today, I'd go to the police and say, I've got evidence of somebody doing this. You need to do something about this.
Okay.
You know, take it to the police.
So do you then see that this case, the way it has been prosecuted and the way, you know, the sentencing has been handed out, do you think that this is going to send a pretty strong message to people who might even want to consider abusing animals?
What we've got to do is, we've seen it in the headline now, okay? Mm. We've now got to have a campaign about the cruelty towards animals. We can't just leave it for somebody to commit a crime and it becomes mainstream. The conversation has to be mainstream. You know, everybody's got to do their own awareness, what happens, and this is what happens if you're going to commit a crime towards an animal. I don't know whether you saw this video on YB Dato' Haji Nur Azmi Ghazali, the Bagan Serai Member of Parliament. He went on Parliament and spoke about the cruelty of animals. And this is what we need. We need this up there in mainstream, in decision-making audience, so that people know, oh, it's a mainstream topic now. It's not, oh, you know, you commit a crime that way. And we need that conversation to continue. You know, we need awareness. We need, you know, vets to do awareness in all their clinics. They are, well, you know, nationwide you can find posters. People, the pharmaceuticals company, right, they've got posters on all kinds of meds for the animals, for cats and dogs, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the same level we need to take the Animal Act.
Right.
It's got to be everywhere. You walk in there, you know, you go to your local grocery store, you know, because your local mama, which is where usually the animals are, your laundromat. Awareness. If you commit a crime to an animal, this is what's going to happen to you.
That was Sharina Krishnan Liao, who is an activist with the Independent Pet Adoption Network, weighing in on the punishment that has just been meted out to the man who very, very cruelly stuffed a cat into a dryer in a laundromat and turned the machine on. Mm. So what did the both of you think of the punishment? 40,000 ringgit and 34 months in jail. If he can't make the 40,000 ringgit payment, another 4 months gets tacked onto his sentence. So that's a total of 38 months.
At first glance, I must say, the weight of the sentence took me by surprise.
Yes.
Not because I don't think people who abuse animals should be allowed to get away with it, but possibly because this is the first time I'm actually hearing about someone being handed such a sort of heavy sentence. And I'm still trying to process whether I think it's too much. I don't want to say I think it's too much because what he did was heinous.
Yes.
But yeah, I'm still trying to process whether I think it fits the crime, if that makes sense.
And the reason why I'm throwing out the question is because, you know, I want to play devil's advocate and I want to ask, you know, you look at the man's socioeconomic background and you look at his earning as a contract worker. I believe he earns something like 20 ringgit a day. And none of this is meant to be a defense. None of this is meant to be an excuse. Mm-hmm. But is the punishment then going to perpetrate a greater injustice?
I don't think so. I mean, what... why did he do it in the first place? Mm-hmm. Perhaps what he really does need is, you know, as you mentioned off air, Shyamala's psychological treatment.
Ah, I agree.
You know, for, that yes, I agree with. Yeah.
For, you know, obviously there's some serious issues for doing
something like
that. I
don't think anyone
like
who does something like this could be mentally all there. Mm-hmm. In the sense that I think they need help. I right. think they need counseling. Something else is going on. Mm. And just a fine and jail time. But then that's our entire sort of penal system,
exactly.
isn't it?
Yeah. It is. I think it's also meant to act as a deterrent, mm. right, to others. Because we've seen so many cases of animal abuse. Why this one, you know, it got a lot of media attention. Mm-hmm. Perhaps that's why this sort of, you know, heavy penalty was
yes, actually,
given to him.
The judge did mention that in her sentencing as well.
There
she did say that it did enrage a whole load of mm-hmm. people mm-hmm. And that she felt the need to be able to sentence him according mm. to the outrage that was felt.
And the deliberateness of what he did, yes. I think, makes a big difference as well. It's not just him, the two friends as
yes.
well, right? The putting, there's so many steps to what happened at each point and none of it feels like a rash act.
But I would argue that any case of animal abuse, you know, it's all very thought out. A lot of it, mm. there's, I mean, we've read cases of people going and poisoning dogs.
Yes.
I mean, that's not
yes.
a rash act. Mm-hmm. You plan that. You buy the poison. You poison the dogs. Or you go, there was a cat that was hung in, you know, the lobby of a of a apartment building in Gombak area, mm. Wangsa Maju area. I'm sure that wasn't a rash mm. act either. So, you know, there's increasingly more and more cases of this. And I'm very pleased that there was such a heavy sentence.
What really gets me is that there were three people. There were three people who were involved in this act.
Right?
At any one given point in time, one of the three people could have turned around and said to two of the others, stop.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So on Twitter, actually, we've had almost a resounding agreement to the sentence. We asked you on Twitter one of, you know, whether you thought the punishment fits the crime. And actually, 55% of you say it does. And an additional 23% of you say that the sentence was too light. Mm-hmm. And only 22% of you say the sentence was too harsh. You know, we've had a lot of interesting comments come in as well. MN Ibrahim said, I think it's too harsh. I think it's too harsh. We should just put the offenders in a dryer so that he can ponder upon his mistake. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
Yeah, I don't think an eye for an eye works quite
Not
in yet. This day and age, unfortunately.
Indijit said, I just hope it's 10 times worse for someone who's caught in Raswa cases. At the moment, it's really too light.
Well, good point.
And Born to Rebel said, it should be set as a precedence. And in fact, he should have been given 6 strokes of the cane in public. We had a lot of WhatsApps come in as well. Sunetra said, excuse me. Sunetra said, yes, finally the courts have taken things seriously and imposed a sentence that is befitting. Mm-hmm. Someone else texted in to say, yes, the punishment fits the crime. And let's see, Billy Sohan asks, why are there not similar punishments for those who abuse dogs? I think it's worth pointing out that this wasn't, while this case involved a cat, the act itself actually covers
all
animal abuse.
Animals,
yeah.
Yes.
Alvin Lam texted in to say that the punishment was too light and that the perpetrator should be in jail for 1 year, for each of the unborn kittens and find more money. He said he's got cats, so this makes him really angry. Yo Leng Sui said he often thinks about why cats and dogs are being protected, but it's okay to kill rats, which we consider pests, and then chickens, cows, goats that we think of as meat.
Dare I say that's a whole different kettle of fish?
Yeah, different discussion, I think.
Which we will have. I think it's a discussion worth having. But, you know, what we're talking about today is whether the punishment that was meted out to this man who committed the crime, whether it befitted the gravity mm-hmm. of his actions, right? Because the question that I'm going to keep coming back to is, why did he do it? And I feel that in answering that question of why do people abuse animals, that's what's going to get us one step closer to an equal playing ground. Mm. You can have all the deterrence in the world, you can have all the laws in the world, but we need to understand why it is people make those decisions that they know are going to be harmful, that they know are going to cause another living being hurt, right?
So I think a lot of people have questions about how this law is going to be applied, because there's another comment on WhatsApp about firstly the person, it's by from Guru Ramasamy, who says he thinks the sentence is too harsh, and he thinks that it's an emotionally based verdict based on the community love for cats. Mm-hmm. Will the verdict be the same if it's a dog?
I would hope that it's absolutely the same, and you know, I would trust that with the Animal Welfare Act in place, mm-hmm. and if a judge is willing to look at the merits of the case and saying that no animal should be treated in this manner, then it doesn't matter what the animal is. Mm-hmm. But sorry, go ahead, Sharmila.
Oh, well, I was just going to say that someone else echoed exactly what you said. It's a question of values that many people, this guy has a different value system. This is from Rusehan Anwar. He says the person who did this sees animals as having a lower value in life. Many people think this way. Mm-hmm. In my neighborhood, cats are seen as pests. So I think it is a question of what would prompt someone to think of another living being as being worthy of this kind of treatment.
So when I spoke to Sharina Krishnan Leo, the activist who was interviewed earlier on in the show, you know, she was saying to me how it's really important to be able to step up education and awareness, right? But off air, she made a really interesting point about how that awareness needs to move away from Bahasa Malaysia and English. It needs to go into vernacular languages as well, like Mandarin and Tamil and Cantonese, because she says very often when she goes and she does outreach programs, there are people who have never heard of the idea of spaying. That kind of word doesn't exist in their lexicon.
Interesting.
So if they don't know what spaying a dog is or spaying a cat is, how can you expect them to be responsible in that manner? Mm. Right? And she made an excellent point in the interview as well about how there needs to be these sort of posters up in every vet's office. Just like how pharmaceutical companies have their posters, every vet's office needs to have posters saying, this is the Animal Welfare Act. If you abuse an animal, this will happen to you.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's important. I think, as I said, this is the first time I've heard of this kind of a sentence being handed out for someone who abuses an animal. Mm-hmm. The more people know that this is the ramifications of doing something like that, the more of a deterrent it will be.
Mm. I have some quick stats for you. The Vet Services Department earlier on this month said that there's been a 30% rise in the number of reported animal abuse cases across the country from 2017 to this year. But they also say that it's likely that the increase is because there is more public awareness, so that more people are willing to be able to talk about it. And, you know, at the moment, people are only being fined. They're not being thrown in jail. Well, not until yesterday. Yeah. So just a quick recap, right? If you do see an animal abuse happening, the best thing to do would be, without being a voyeur, to be able to film it, record it, get evidence. Sharina mentioned this in an interview. Get evidence, go and make a police report. Mm-hmm. And that's how the Animal Welfare Act will work for dogs, cats, all animals, right? That's just about the time that we have for today's show. We're just going to wrap it up right now. If you've got any thoughts that you want to share with us, please keep your thoughts coming. You can tweet us at BFM Radio, or you can WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899. We're going to scoot on out of here, but Sharmila is staying on because coming up, there is going to be a dystopian musical adaptation discussion. A dystopian musical adaptation of Frankenstein. That must be front row. Nothing else but front row.
Yes, I'm going to be talking to the creators of this dystopian musical adaptation of Frankenstein from Liver and Lung Productions.
Sounds fascinating. Thank you so much for joining us on The Daily Digest. If you missed any part of the show, please download the podcast, bfm.my/The Daily Digest, or via the BFM app or via Spotify. We're heading off, but we're going to leave you now with Chain Gang by Sam Cooke.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.